Okay, for this session, I'd like you to find a place where you can sit comfortably for a while, preferably on a chair, somewhere where you can have your feet flat on the ground, somewhere where you can find yourself in a balanced position. And go ahead and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, as you're no longer seeing light and color from the outside environment, you can focus more deeply on internal sensations. Feel the weight of your feet on the ground. Feel the weight of your lower body where it contacts the chair. Feel your hands on your thighs or on the armrests. Feel how your skeleton moves up from contact with the floor through your feet, up through your legs, into your pelvis. Feel your spine. Feel your shoulders and shoulder blades. Feel your arms. Feel in and around your eyes. And when I say feel, I mean feel internally, sense your cheeks, your lips, your jaw, your forehead. And then taking your attention back to your eyes, can you think of the width of your eyes, the depth of your eyes, the space your eyes take up in your eye socket? So for this particular Feldenkrais session, what I'd like you to do is imagine you're in some type of an environment where there are seats, a row of seats in front of you. Now that could be a bus, it could be an airplane, it could be a movie theater. Just imagine yourself in some type of environment where there's a row of seats in front of you. And to start with, what I'd like you to do is imagine on the seat in front of you, there is a ball, a white ball. Now, it could be a baseball, it could be a volleyball. I guess that doesn't have to be white because it could be a basketball, it could be, a tennis ball, I suppose. So it's some type of a round ball. And look at that ball. It's balancing on the seat right in front of you. Look at it, get a sense of it. It's right in the middle, right in front of your nose. So it's not to the right, not to the left, it's right in front of you. And in a moment, I would like you to have the ball jump, have it jump to the seat in front of it. But as it does so, it's going to double in size. It goes away, jumps to the seat in front of you, and it gets bigger. And you see it on that other chair. And then you're going to have it go one more chair and again double in size. So bump. And as it goes, it doubles in size. And do it again. Gets bigger, the ball gets bigger, and do it again, each time doubling in size. Now, at this point, it's probably a pretty big ball, and your eyes are going to have to look up. So, the next time you push it up forward to the next seat and double it in size, have it go down so it's still at eye level. Right? It's your imagination, you can do what you want. And then have it keep going up, forward again, and getting bigger, and forward and getting bigger. Each time it jumps and it doubles in size. It gets bigger. That's nice. And so at some point it's going to be so big it's going to be down below you, up above you, right? And now come back seat by seat. And this time, as it comes back, have it get smaller each time. Have it get about half the size. Bump, and you're looking at the ball. Comes back and it gets half. That's right. And another seat. Each time getting smaller and smaller. Until it lands on the seat in front of you to its normal size. Good. And now have the ball jump up onto the tip of your nose. So you're looking at it and get a good sense of that ball on the tip of your nose. It's going to cover your vision a certain way. And you look up, you look down, and it's just its normal size. Good. And let's go through that again. Now have it go from your nose to the seat above you and to the seat in front of you, and then have it double in size. And then go step by step, imagining however you can, in the best way that you can, that every seat that it goes forward, the ball doubles in size. It's right in front of you. You're looking at it the entire time. That's nice. That's nice, very nice. And then when it gets to a certain size, maybe it's covering the entire field of your vision in front of you, bring it back, having it get smaller, half the size each time, until it comes to that seat right in front of you, it's the normal size, and then you have it jump up onto your nose, and you look at it on your nose, look up and around, and see the entire ball on your nose. Good. Now put the ball on the chair in front of you, but to the right, so that it's in front of your right eye. Right in front of your right eye. And look at it with your right eye. And then again, have it jump to the seat in front of it. And as it does, it gets twice as big. And you're still looking at it with the right eye, really sensing, feeling, taking that ball in with the right eye. And then it goes to another seat and it gets bigger. And another. And you keep following it with the right eye, sensing it, looking at it. Each time it goes forward, it gets bigger, twice as big. It gets twice as big down, twice as big up, twice as big left, twice as big right. Keep going, and you follow it, really sensing it with that right eye. You're staring right at it. That's nice. Maybe you're blinking. Your eyes are closed, but your eyes are moving, right? Because they're following along, so your eyes are blinking. Something's happening in there into your eyes. And keep some attention, as I always say, for the rest of yourself. To follow it with your eyes, and at some point it comes back, and you make it smaller, and you're following it with your eyes, but you can also feel your feet on the ground. You can feel your pelvis in the chair. You can feel your spine. That's nice. Until at some point it's in the seat in front of you again, and it bumps up and jumps up, and it's gently touching your eye. The ball comes up and it's gently touching your eye. Great. Now move it to the other side so it's gently touching your left eye, whatever size it is, and then have it jump to the seat in front of you and get twice as big, following it with your left eye. So it's on the seat in front of you, right in front of your left eye. It's twice as big. That's nice. And have it go to the seat in front and it doubles in size, and you're still focusing on it with the left eye, and it jumps the seat again and doubles in size. And keep doing that. Keep doing that. Staring at it with your left eye. Notice what's happening as the ball gets bigger. Feel your eye. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your breathing. Relax your jaw. That's nice. And then come back. Come back till it's in the seat in front of you. And then it jumps up and it gently touches your eyelid. You're still looking at it. Good. Very nice. Now stop that. Have the ball go away to wherever imaginary balls go. And open your eyes. And just take a look around. Have a sense of your environment. Feel your body. Notice your breathing. And when you're ready, you can get up and walk around and notice how you feel in walking. Look around your environment. Notice what looks different, if anything, what feels different in your eyes, your eyelids, your breathing, your face. Or do you not feel anything in particular at all? And that's fine too. This is a session that I started doing I don't exactly remember, but several years ago, it's actually based on another Feldenkrais session. And I started playing with this because I had so much time looking at smartphones, looking at my computer, staring at screens, etc., that there was some weird tension in my eyes that I couldn't get rid of. And I started going through and doing Moshe's various eye sessions, and I came up with this variation. And essentially what happens for me, and I hope for you, is by imagining that ball in different sizes, you and in non-habitual, normally as objects go away from us, they get smaller, right? But this time as they go away, they're getting bigger. So you're using your eyes in a non-habitual manner, and your pupils are actually opening as the ball gets further away. And for me, it's actually a very profound, I don't know if I want to call it a relaxation, but something's happening in my eyes. It's different, and it helps them to relax, and it helps me to get through the day. This is a simple session that you can imagine anytime you want. If it works for you, you could even try it with your eyes open. And, you know, another thing to do, because we do spend so much time, many of us, staring at screens, which means our pupils aren't changing, we have all these habitual stress and strain as our muscles stay staring at one thing. It's also good to stop and just flick your eyes at different objects in the environment that are at different distances from us, from you. So every once in a while, I will stop what I'm doing and I will look at the tip of my nose. And then I'll look at the tip of my, close my right eyelid and look at the tip of my nose with my left eye, look at the tip of my nose with the right eye. And you can do this right now. And then you pick something a few inches in front of you or feet in front of you. It could be a chair, an object, and look at that. And then go back and look at your nose. You could look off to the distance, look at a tree, look at the wall, look at something to the left side of you, look at something to the right out of you, and just experiment with looking far away, close away, right on top of you. Look down to your fingers, look down to your toes, look down to something up in the ceiling to, you know, give your eyes and neck and head some exercise. I don't actually move my head too much when I'm doing this, but it allows my eyes to, you know, the muscles to open, to change, the iris to get bigger, to smaller, to focus on something far away, short away, and just build in or remember the flexibility that we already have, that we just need to remember to use. And then, of course, there are things like doing things in the physical world, biking, right? If you're biking, you have to look around at things closer to you and far away from you in a very natural and normal way. There's playing sports, throwing a baseball around, throwing a football gently, any type of exercise that gets us out in the world, looking at things in different ways can be very helpful. Okay, enjoy.